Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs from 8 to 8:30 on public access channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a listen. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. We also invite you to our services here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. You'll be giving regular meeting times of our worship and Bible study periods. At the end of this broadcast, we cordially invite you in any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. The only desire is to have you come, study, and worship God with us, that we might show you need for God in your life, have a relationship with His Son, and to be able to have an eternity with God when this life here on earth is over. We have been studying the subject of sin, and we're going to conclude our study in the subject of the nature of temptation. We left off talking about choosing our companions wisely last week. Next, we want to talk about a strong commitment is necessary to overcome temptation. People fail only when their faith fails. In 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 5, "For this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you, and our labor might be in vain." How our faith tells really how we are doing. Did Paul ask about their attendance, about their giving, partaking of the Lord's Supper? No. If faith was strong, things will fall into their proper place. A weak life is a result of weak faith. Most people do not plan to fail. They fail to plan. When the storms of life come, it catches them unprepared because they did not take the proper necessary steps. Daniel made his mind up ahead of time in Daniel 1 verse 8 that he would not defile himself. Others must see the commitment that we have. Don't wait until the solicitation comes to commit to do what is right. Already make that determination. If we are not committed, then we will be subdued. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. Sharing our commitments with others helps us to accomplish our goals. Read James 5, verse 16. And so, we need to have a strong commitment. When we have a strong commitment, we will overcome temptation because we plan to be successful, not planning to fail. Avoid compromising situations. Do not put yourself in the devil's backyard. Don't go to his turf. Don't play by his rules. Sometimes we must run away, like we see in the situation of Joseph in Genesis 39. He ran away. He ran away from Potiphar's wife. He would not allow that sin to overcome him. Don't wait around to see what happens. Flee. 1 Corinthians 6:18 tells us to flee. We need to pursue righteousness as we are instructed in 2 Timothy 4, verse 22. David placed himself in the wrong place and yielded temptation. When he went off on the top of his roof in 2 Samuel 11, he should have walked right back in. He should have not continued to look at Bathsheba. That led to a multiplicity of bad decisions that ended up in the death of Uriah the Hittite and him committing adultery and causing the nation around God's people to blaspheme because of David's sin. We must be smarter than that. Don't put ourselves in that position. Many young people commit the sin of fornication because they are in the wrong place. Darkness, being alone, parking. It's not a question of if you will sin. The question is when. We've got to be smart. We have to not put ourselves in the position to sin and to fail, but put ourselves in the position to overcome the temptation. Finally, we must watch and pray. Be on guard always. Don't fall asleep at your post. Safety is only by constant watching. Severe penalty for falling asleep when you watch in the military. During time of war, you can be put to death. It's even worse spiritually. We must always be vigilant. Matthew 6, verse 13 teaches us that. Ephesians 6, verse 18 tells us to be watchful. Stay sharp. See Satan's devices for what they are. Do not let him gain an advantage over you. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. Our adversary, the devil, is always on the prowl. He's seeking whom he can devour. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. What good does it do to arm ourselves for the battle if in the end we're not going to watch to make sure that we're not in the wrong place? We must pray constantly, as we are told in Matthew 6:13. Pray for spiritual things and for the needs. Pray for spiritual things and for the needs of the world. If our faith fails, we will not pray. We need to pray. Pray and then make the necessary steps in order to make you sure you succeed and not fail. Next, we can overcome our afflictions. Once again, we need to begin with prayer. We have a high priest, Jesus, who can sympathize with us because he was tempted in all ways like as we, yet without sin, Hebrews 4, 14-16. Our high priest gives mercy and help in time of need. We need to call on him when we need him. James 5, verse 16 said, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The Bible is full of people who cried out to God for help. Jonah did in Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2, and God heard his prayer. We need to have that type of attitude. Our strength is in God, and we need to never forget that. Who else can we depend on in any trial or struggle that we have in life? He can do beyond what we can even think or ask. In Ephesians 3 and verse 20, God is faithful. God never fails us. He never leaves us. God is dependable. How is God going to do it? I don't whittle on God's end of the stick. His business is answering. Mine is asking. Who can stand against us when God is for us? Romans 8, verse 31. God will not ignore us, but do what is best for us in order to help us overcome sin, remain faithful, and become strengthened in our faith. We must remember what is most important, right values. We can rejoice in tribulation because we remember the goal, not because it's enjoyable, but because we have our focus. Job lost everything in the blink of an eye. He never gave up. Why? His faith was not in those things which he lost, but in the things which were to come. Character is often formed through adversity. Never ask why. Just remember who's in control. Don't give up. Just dig your feet in, hold your ground, and never give in. We have learned that joy can come from our suffering. The Bible teaches that in many places. Remember, the goal of the faithful is to be a service to God. Brings one closer to God. In the midst of pain, true happiness can be achieved. Learn something. Don't waste the experience. God is enough. He can help us. He will get us to the proverbial other side. We also need to bear one another's burdens. Paul had friends who stood by him and helped him in time of trouble. Read Philippians 2, verse 30, 2 Timothy 1, verse 16. Our opportunities are limitless as long as we put ourselves in a position to succeed and not to fail. These friends helped him bear up under many strains and trials of his life. Many can give all in trying to ease the burdens of others. Many have given their life in trying to ease the burden of others. In some of the people we read about in the Bible, certainly we must depend on God at all times. In 1 Corinthians 2, 10, verse 13, he will not allow us to be tempted what we are able, but with every temptation, he will give a way of escape. He promised us that, and he keeps his word. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Do we believe he will provide a way of escape? Keep us from more than we can handle? No. God will never lie to us. He will never give us more than we can handle, and he will always give us an avenue that we can escape the temptations and the snare of the devil. God cares for us, and he will always be there to help us. We need to lean on him. Paul leaned upon God in all kinds of circumstances. He tells us that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13, and he concluded in verse 13 that he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, when he petitioned the Lord three times to take the thorn out of his flesh, he was told that his grace was sufficient for him. In Matthew 7, verse 11, we are told if we knock or ask or seek, we will find him. Never forget, your Father in heaven cares about you. How can we lose? He's on our side. He wants us to win. He's going to do everything in his power to make sure that we can overcome the temptation, find a way of escape, and be able to bear it. Now, what's the problem? The problem is we don't use our advantage. Satan is our enemy, and he will tempt us to sin. That's his game. That's what his purpose is. That's what his nature is. He has no truth in him, and he's going to try to get us to sin. This does mean that we we were left here defenseless to combat him, and that we can't overcome him because he's too powerful. We must see temptation for what it is. It's an allurement to draw us away from God and closer to Satan and further away from God. Don't be deceived. Satan cares nothing about you. He's just seeking to gain another soul to his eternal torment. God will allow our faith to be tested so that we can grow. Yet we must be the ones who stand the test and lean upon him. Temptation is not the enemy. Giving in is. Are we growing in our trials? Are we becoming stronger? Or do we become weaker? Let me read you a couple passages. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. You see, we got to conform to this world, and we have to be tested. In Romans 5, beginning in verse 3, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. Now, hope that does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured on our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You see, we can be happy in our trials because we know we can be victorious through Christ. And last, in the book of Peter, in the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1, in verse 7, says that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, that is, the salvation of your souls. You see, in all these passages, we can be victorious. Even in midst of trial, even in midst of temptation, we can come out on the winning side. How? We just say no. We are going to be tempted. God is not going to put us in such a position that we will not be tempted. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter how long you've been in the faith, no matter how long you've been in the family of God, you and I are going to face temptation. We're going to have adversity. The devil is going to try to get us to compromise our faith, to fall back into sin, and to go back to him and leave God. He's never going to stop trying to do that. But God warned us ahead of time that we can prepare ourselves, that we do not have to sin. Now, the nature of temptation is that we can be deceived. We can be misled. We can be lied to. And we can place ourselves in a position to fail and not succeed. The nature of temptation is to understand you'll be tempted, one, to understand God will make a way of escape, number three, that God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, and God has told you all the devices that your adversary, the devil, will use in order to gain advantage over your soul. All we have to do is remember them, follow God's plan, keep on the straight and narrow, don't give in to sin, don't compromise, and just say no. Sin? Oh, yes. Temptation will want us to sin, but we must say no. Thank you for listening today. Please tune again next week, and we'll continue our discussion on the subject.